Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, Cubs and Sox fans will not be able to attend this year's opening day in person again because of the pandemic, but they may be able to see a game in person sometime this season. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya explains.
The Sox and Cubs open their season in less than a month, and Mayor Lori Lightfoot says we're not yet at a point where she's going to sign off on allowing fans in the stands. Not yet, anyway. But she expects fans will get to be in ballparks for games sometime this season.
We're in discussions with both of the sports teams. I think they've come up with very good plans. And when we are ready, we will announce what the future will look like for the potential of spectators in the stands.
Meanwhile, the Cubs tell the Sun-Times talks are going on between the team and the city over turning some portion of the Wrigley Field campus into a mass COVID vaccination site. Cubs spokesman Julian Green says shots would not be given on the actual field itself. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Several more carjackings have been reported in Chicago over the last few days. The incidents happened along the 3,000 blocks of North Kilbourne and North Kedzie, as well as the 1,200 block of West North Avenue. In one case, police say the carjackers also drove by and grabbed a purse from a woman, dragging her to the ground as she was walking in a parking lot. Two girls from Carmel, Indiana, are making international headlines after sharing an observation with their mother.
They're 9 and 11, Brienne and Blair Babione, and they asked their mother, Leslie, why the signs at construction sites say men working.
They came running off the bus to tell me about it, and they asked why the sign said men.
The girls and their mother brought their concerns to the city council.
When little girls see them, they might think, oh, I can't be a construction worker, but I want to. And seeing a little girl feel like that makes me sad.
A little girl might want to do construction, but she will see the sign and think, I can't do construction.
The federal government banned men working signs in the 80s. Members of the Carmel City Council agreed to do something about it, and during the meeting, the girls were introduced to women who work for the city, including construction workers, police officers, and firefighters. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And the Illinois Attorney General's office is working with the Secret Service to conduct threat assessment training for places of worship.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul says hundreds of people, including clergy, worship staff, and security, participated in the training hosted by his office and the National Threat Assessment Center in an attempt to help people identify warning signs that could prevent future attacks. The NTAC says it used information from its report, which examined 34 incidents of targeted violence carried out in public or semi-public spaces in 2019. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Oakton Community College plans to build a marijuana cultivation lab on its Des Plaines campus. The project is being made possible through a $600,000 donation from the cannabis company PharmaCann Incorporated. Construction is expected to begin in July and be completed in time for the semester beginning in January. A woman was shot and a healthcare facility window was hit by gunfire yesterday afternoon. This is in University Village. Police say the woman was shot along the 700 block of West Maxwell Street. while the UI Health University Village office on the same block was also hit by gunfire. The woman was treated at a hospital for her injury and released. COVID-19 and the internet have combined to spell the end of the line for a cosmetic shop and salon. It's been in the western suburbs for 50 years.
The makeup industry as a whole, I think, is kind of suffering.
Sam Wolf, the owner of Merle Norman in Geneva, says people are buying the products online, or they aren't buying at all, because who needs makeup when you're wearing a mask? This year's Christmas sales, usually their busy time.
We had nobody.
Wolf has worked at the shop for 20 years, and 4 years ago she bought it to keep it from closing then when the owner retired. Now she says she has to close.
These next 20 days, actually 19 days, I am dreading, because I have to say goodbye to people that have literally watched my kids grow up.
Wolf says never say never, and in a couple of years, if the masks are gone, she and Merle Norman might make a comeback in Geneva. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A spike in COVID cases is forcing Valparaiso University to return to online classes and cancel campus activities through March 14th. Officials report 60 new confirmed positive cases, bringing the current total to 78. Officials say in addition to classes, all campus events are being moved online, including chapel services. All in-person recreational sports are canceled, and the Student Rec Center is closed. Officials in Northwest Suburban Elgin say it's possible two of the city's largest events may have to be canceled again this year because of the pandemic. The Courier News reports the city's special events calendar for the year has now been released, and it does include a variety of events, but the 4th of July parade and the Halloween Nightmare on Chicago Street may not happen because of the difficulty in implementing COVID safety precautions. Officials say both events regularly attract 10,000 people or more.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.